1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh, did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ross Memorial Park at Washington Jefferson College, home of the Washington Jefferson College Presidents, and today's site for the 2026 UPMC Sports Medicine Class 1A Baseball Championships presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates. We've got the number one seed, Eaton Christian, taking on number eight seed, Carmichael's, here for you on greensports.net. And as always, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarm.com. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Once again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ross Memorial Park. I'm Rusty Pettit, alongside our crew, Ethan Pizorski, and our producer, Eric Bennett. And we are going to be bringing you the second matchup of our doubleheader today. We had Jefferson Morgan falling to Greensburg Central Catholic in the early game, and now Carmichael's has their chance to try to punch their ticket to the semifinals by taking on the number one seed, Eaton Christian. And it's going to be a tough matchup. We'd mentioned Jefferson Morgan had an uphill battle against Greensburg Central Catholic, and Carmichael's likewise facing a tough opponent in Eaton Christian.
Yeah, this is going to be an uphill battle, but nothing Carmichael's hasn't done pretty much all years. They started out the season on a pretty good foot, and then from there they kind of fell behind and had to really dig themselves out of a hole to clinch this 25th consecutive playoff berth this year. For the Mighty Mikes, they're able to do it, though. They lock in that playoff spot. They're able to turn around, finish with a winning record for a majority portion of the season. They were always behind overall. They also had a pretty tough section overall, so it brought a little bit of a challenge there. But with head coach Richard Krause leading the way, the Mighty Mikes able to get back into it, trying to get back to where they were a year ago. They were at EQT Park last year, where they faced off against Sarah Catholic in the 1A championship game. Now they have to get through another private school, rather, to be able to get their way and push on later on into this tournament.
Yeah, we do want to mention our thoughts and our prayers go to head coach Richard Krause. His mother passed away last Tuesday, and they actually being buried today. They had the funeral for her today, so our prayers are with Coach Krause and his family during this time from everybody here at Green Sports. We're definitely... It's a tough day, but it shows you, too, like his commitment to this team. And you mentioned it, 25 years. I mean, he's had this team competitive year in and year out. I know earlier this season he had mentioned that Jason this year had some more obstacles than they've had in the past, but he's one heck of a baseball coach, and that consistency proves it.
Yeah, I mean, he lost six starters from a year ago on that championship appearance-worth team. Even pushing into the state playoff as well. You lose six starters, that's never easy. And then the year before, they only lost three, but they're the three arguable best players as well 2 years ago. So the continuous rotation and cycle that high school sports has brought, he's been able to handle the challenges of adversity on and off the field, square to the chin. One of a gentleman who loves baseball almost more than anybody else that you'll meet. He cares about the game. He loves it. He played it, and now coaching as well. And just the work ethic he's instilled in this team is carrying on. But obviously, as you mentioned, our thoughts and prayers are extended to him and his family, as he's had a hard challenge today and now comes down to the field to work and coach a playoff game.
We'll have more for you on the Iron Synergy pregame show as we roll on and get you ready for first pitch, which is scheduled for 6:30. We'll be right back.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Getting you ready for Carmichael's and Eden Christian. And Ethan, we took a look at the bracket during that Jefferson game. Let's take a look at it now. This is the left side of the bracket, the number one seed, Eden Christian. They got the bye, and they're taking on Carmichael's, who's the 8 seed, who knocked off the 9 seed Swickley Academy 7-4 a week ago at this same park. The bottom side of that bracket, the number 4 seed, Western Beaver team, they are going to be taking on the 12 seed, Bishop Canavan. That's one of those upsets you mentioned. They knocked off Leechburg last week 9-5 to make it to the quarterfinals. And then the right side of the bracket, we already know who's in the semis in the top. That's Greensburg Central Catholic. They defeated Jefferson Morgan by a score of 4-1 to make the semis. They're going to play the winner of Sarah Catholic and Aquinas Academy, who also played at 4. That game is probably done. We don't have a result for you there. If we get it, we'll pass it along. But the top four teams in Class 1A will make the PIAA playoffs. So if you win here today, you're at least going to play two more, or maybe three more games. You got to play a third place game, at the very least, or the finals, and then you play a state playoff game as well.
Yeah, and the theme of the day, or theme of so far this tournament, has been upsets. I mean, we've seen a vast majority of these games so far, especially in Class 1A, where there have been upsets. So something you got to look forward to here. And Carmichael's had to complete a handful of upsets last year to work where they are. They understand what it takes to get to the championship game, and now they just need to go out and execute. And for Carmichael specifically, it's going to all start on the mound. Consistent pitching is what they're going to need, especially to beat in Eden Christian Academy.
Starting lineups being announced here at the ballpark, so we'll announce those for you as well. We'll give you Carmichael's first. Carmichael's is the visiting team in the lower seed. They're going to lead off with their catcher, Braden Andrews, wears number 7. In the 2 spot, center fielder, Chase Ankrum, wears number 0. Third baseman, Jordan Davis, bats third, and he wears number 6. The DH is Elon Caldwell. He will bat fourth and wears number 4. Second baseman is number 12, Scott Maskell, batting 5th. In the 6th spot, it is number 19, Dominic Yasani, the right fielder, batting 7. 7th is Connor Lapana, first baseman for the Mikes, and he wears number 33. In the 8th spot, shortstop Ryder Krieg, and he wears number 1. In the 9th spot, left fielder Cooper Richards wears number 21. For Eden Christian, they are going to be leading off with number 4, Jackson Bremer. He is playing shortstop in the two spot. First baseman Brady Hall wears number 10. Number 25, center fielder Noah Emsweiler will bat third. Number 8, the catcher Josh Tilden will bat in the cleanup spot. The pitcher Levi DeFazio wears number 20. He will bat fifth. The left fielder Andrew Sharpless wears number 1 and bats sixth. In the seventh spot, designated hitter Levi Parrott wears number 24. He will bat 7th in the 8th spot. It's number 11, Christian Watkins, playing 3rd base. And the right fielder, Kyle Fowler, wears number 23, and he will bat 9th. For Eden Christian, Levi Parrott is batting for the 2nd baseman, Luca Natale. And then on the Carmichael side of things, their designated hitter, Elon Caldwell, is batting for the pitcher, who is going to be Owen Ray, start things off this afternoon. So I don't believe we're going to have a national anthem, so we're going to cut away real quick, give you one more break here on the Iron Synergy pregame show, and we'll be right back here for first pitch.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Well, thank you for tuning in to the Iron Synergy pregame show. We are getting ready for first pitch. There is the pitcher DeFazio on the mound for Eden Christian. We'll give you their defensive lineup as they will be on defense first. From left to right across the infield, it'll be Watkins, Bremer, Natale, and Hall. Left, right across the outfield, Sharpless, Ems, Miller, and Fowler. Your pitcher DeFazio and Tilden, the backstop for Eden Christian. Me, Andrews, Ankerman, Davis leading off for the Mighty Mikes here in the first inning. Head coach for Eden Christian, Mark Feldman, assisted by John Fowler, John Tim Lip, Josh Sharpless. And we mentioned, of course, head coach for Carmichael's is Richard Kraus, and assisted by Vincent Colarusso and J.W. Kalo. Actually, wait a second here. Hold on. We got, by Reed Long, Ron Opwoski, and Tom Rico. Assistant coaches, there's a ground ball left side, and it's over the head of the third baseman. Off his glove, he was playing in, and on first, with no outs, is Braden Andrews to start things off for the Mikes. Ethan, you talked about this turf in the first game and how much spring it has in it, and that proved a tough one for Watkins at third.
Yeah, all the turf that's put out on the field, it kind of adds a little bit of an extra jump. Kind of in a sense of a trampoline park, the exact words. I mean, just the ball takes a bounce, and next thing you know, it's going to take a high hop. So you're going to have to really pay attention to how you're going to manage the balls in on the infield.
Ankrum squares around a bunt. That one fouls off the back of the screen. I want to see how they score that here. I'm inclined to give it an error, but I'm not sure what they're going to get. I don't know if we have an official score here. They don't have it up on the scoreboard yet whether it's an error first or an infield hit. Actually, it wouldn't be an infield hit. It wasn't stopped in the infield. Andrews takes his lead off of first. Ankrum scares around a bunt again. This time he watches one come in for a strike.
So he is behind 0-2 in the count. Fazio trying to keep things at bay here after the runner, leadoff runner, gets on. The 0-2 pitch, low and outside, and it's 1-2. Yeah, we'll let you know what the official score. I think they do put it up on Game Changer.
That is correct. They're going to check Game Changer before they put it up on the the scoreboard here at Ross Memorial Park.
1-2 pitch, runner on first with nobody out. Pitch line to the shortstop, and he might have a chance for two. He throws back and does get the double play. Doesn't matter. He got on. He got taken off on the double play. That one goes 6-3 on the double play line drive.
That's just, it's unfortunate because it's a line drive right over to the shortstop, and then Eden Christian able to take great advantage, good communication, get it over to first base to get the tag. They double him up, and now Carmichael's goes from one runner on to no outs to two outs with no runners.
And that'll bring up Jordan Davis, third baseman for the Mikes, batting third here now with nobody on and two outs. Fazio pitches. This one skied into right field towards the foul line. Coming over is the right fielder, Fowler, and he makes the catch for out number three. So after one half inning, Carmichael's is scoreless, and Eden Christian coming to bat on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park, bottom of the first inning. And Eden Christian coming to bat for the first time. A little housekeeping. They did give Braden Andrews a base hit on his at-bat. So one hit for the Carmichaels. He was, of course, raced by the line drive to the shortstop, which resulted in a double play. Leading off for Eden Christian is going to be Jackson Bremer, followed by Brady Hall and Noah Emsmiller. Defensively, there you go. There is Carmichael's left to right across the infield. Davis, Krieg, Maskell, and Lapana. Outfield left to right, Richards, Ankrum, and Yazani. And then the pitcher is Ray. Backstop is Andrews. Jackson Bremer, the right-hander, number four, steps into the batter's box to face Owen Ray. Squares around a bunt and pulls it back and watches a strike come in. Count is 0-1.
Yeah, we talked about it a little in the open, but especially for Carmichael's, it's going to be pitching is going to be number one. That's where they're going to really need to attack and make sure they're consistent in, and then rely on the defense to be able to make plays as well, because this is going to be, so far, the hardest contest of the year for Carmichael's.
Catch the outside corner for strike number two, and Owen Ray out ahead. 0-2 of Jackson Bremer, the shortstop, who caught that line drive to get the double play in the top half of the first inning. The 0-2 pitch stays high for a ball, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch. Breaking ball just misses outside, and it's even up at 2-2.
Yeah, we'll see how much that Carmichael's is going to attack that right portion of the zone. We've seen now three of those four pitches really have been on that right portion of the zone. We'll see how much they choose to go back there.
There's a breaking ball that's skied into the air on the infield. Shortstop Krieg comes over, calls for it, makes the catch route number one.
Really good communication on the infield. You'd be surprised earlier on where Carmichael's wasn't. That was a big problem for them, is especially communicating in on the infield. But that time, great communication. Everyone knows everyone's role. They go in, get the first out.
Brady Hall, the third baseman for Eden Christian, now up to bat. Eden Christian's mascot, the Warriors. First pitch, catches the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brady Hall really hugging that plate. You think if Owen Ray is able to locate a pitch there, that's going to be a tough one for Hall to keep his hands inside as close as he is over the plate. There, well, just as I say that, he strokes one. Deep left center field, going back, and it's gone. No problem there getting his hands around. Brady Hall, a solo shot to give the Warriors a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, it finds a pitch he likes a little bit more on the inside portion of the plate, and then just like an effortless stroke sends it out to left field.
That one to the gap here at Ross Memorial Park. Our first game saw Jefferson lose 4-1. All of Greensburg Central Catholic's runs came off of home runs. They had two of them. They had a solo shot in the first, and then they had a three-run homer later in the game, and that was all of their runs. So Carmichael's seeing similar results here early on as Noah Emsmiller comes up, and he watches a strike come in. Emsmiller, the center fielder for the Warriors. Left-handed batter. Where's number 25? Owen Ray's pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. So the 1-0 lead via the home run by Brady Hall for Eden Christian here in the early going. Ray's 1-1 pitch. Line towards second base, and a fine play by Maskell to get out number two.
Yeah, Maskell's definitely one of Carmichael's best players this year. He can do it in almost every position that they need him to do it. We saw it during Avella, pitched a really nice gem of a game at Avella, Pennsylvania. Now here he's back over at the second base position, a more traditional position for him. Handles the lineup really well.
Gene Tildell now to the plate. Josh Tilden, watches one sail outside for a ball. Tilden is the catcher. One-oh pitch from Owen Ray. That one in the dirt outside, and he's behind 2-0 to Josh Tilden. The 2-0 pitch stays high, and it's 3-0 on Tilden. Ray's 3-0 pitch in for a strike, and the count is 3-1.
A little off-speed work there to kind of find the zone and get back to the basics. Three consecutive balls. It's going to be important for Ray to try to work himself back in. So whatever you got to do to find yourself finding the strike zone, that's going to be mightily important.
3-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner, and the count is full on Josh Tilden. Ray's 3-2 pitch. Lined into left field. Left fielder coming on, and he's going to have it. Nice play by Richards to get out number three. The home run by Brady Hall makes it 1-0 Eden Christian as we head to the second on Green Sports Sunnet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back at Ross Memorial Park, nice shot of Coach Richard Krause, coaching third base here for the Mikes as well, and they come up with their second at-bat. It's going to be designated hitter Elon Caldwell. He bats for pitcher Owen Ray in the fourth spot, and he'll be leading things off here. They trail 1-0 after the home run by Brady Hall in the first inning to Eden Christian, and right-handed batter step into the batter's box as he gets his signs from Coach Krause. DeFazio's pitch. There, popped up on the right side and out of play. It'll be 0-1. Levi DeFazio, the pitcher for the Warriors here today. Ended up getting through a pretty quick inning, even though he gave up the leadoff hit to Andrews. Got the double play and then a fly ball out to right field. Not a ton of pitches in that inning. This pitch is low, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball hits the plate, or hits the zone, rather, for strike two, and it's 1-2 on the leadoff hitter, Elon Caldwell, here in the second. DeFazio's 1-2 pitch, fouled off to the right side, not a play. Count stays at 1-2. Fazio on the windup, ready again with a 1-2 pitch. And that one misses for a ball, and the count is even up at 2-2.
That one didn't miss by much. Lower right corner of the zone. Really good placement here by DeFazio. Kind of definitely got it where he wanted it, and everybody in the infield definitely thought that was a strikeout.
Caldwell, he would have hold off on that one. This one, though, he watches catch the inside corner for strike three. First strikeout in the afternoon for DeFazio. And now it'll be Scotty Maskell, the second baseman for the Mikes, coming up with nobody on and one out. Breaking ball hits the zone for strike one, and it's 0-1 on Maskell. Maskell made a fine play on the line drive in the bottom of the first inning. Fouls the ball off back to the screen, and he falls behind 0-2. Again, winner of this game, we'll move on to the semis to face the winner of Western Beaver and Bishop Canavan, who already played this afternoon up at Peters Township. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Line drive foul off the right side, and the count still no balls and two strikes on Scotty Maskell.
Maskell, a little bit of a different approach of what we've seen so far. A lot of swings here, although they're all foul, a lot of contact showing. He's aggressive coming to the plate, wanting to get on base. A little bit of a different approach than what we've seen so far here from Carmichaels.
It's again the 0-2 pitch. That one off the catcher's mitt inside for ball one, and the count is 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball left side and foul, and the count still 1-2. So battling up here in his spot in the lineup, Scotty Maskell. Going to dig into that pitch count of DeFazio.
For Bishop Canavan, they're currently in a tie right now on the top of their sixth inning, so they're top of the seventh inning, rather. Tied six game, six runs each there.
There's swing and a miss. It goes back to the backstop, and Maskell didn't realize it at first. Now he's going to take off for first. The throw down will get him. And you have to wonder, Ethan, if he realized that was a pass ball, that right away he probably is safe at first.
Oh, absolutely. It was a solid second and a half before Maskell had realized that that was strike three, and he even looked over Coach Krause. Coach Krause just pointing, telling him to go. So a little bit of a late jump. You have to think that if he takes the break with that second he hadn't lost, he could definitely have gotten there or at least made a very close play.
Instead, it's Dominic Yazzani now up the bat with nobody on and two outs. And he skies one to center field. Going back is Emsmiller, and he is not going to get to it. It is up towards the wall. In with a stand-up double with two outs is Dominic Yazzani. And now you really, really wonder what would have happened had Maskell realized that was a pass ball.
Yeah, exactly. And this one, there's no doubt about that one. It takes a charge to center field. And you can kind of see center fielder plays a step in and then instantly regrets it. He takes a quick step back, starts to trot to the wall. That's where he meets with the ball at the base. Really good job by Yazzani. Gets the double going. And now Carmichael's has its second hit. But more importantly, you'll see if Carmichael's able to take advantage and find themselves on the right side of things offensively.
Connor Lapana up to bat now with a runner on second and two outs. First runner in scoring position for Carmichael's here. Comes in the second inning by the way of Dominic Yazzani's two-out double. DeFazio from the stretch takes a look back and now ready with the pitch. Swung on and missed at strike one. Lapana, the first baseman for the Mikes, stands in and awaits the 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive, and it's, oh, foul. Just foul. And the runner kept going to second. That was close. Wow. I don't know if you've got that replay. That was stroked, and it's paint, it's not chalk, so that doesn't help. We might have seen some chalk fly if it wasn't, but that must have been an inch or so foul. It couldn't have been by much, but otherwise that was an RBI extra base hit for Lapana. Instead, it's 0-2, and the runner goes back to second. Wow, that close to tying this game. Fazio now ready with the 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and he gets the strikeout, and the side is retired. One hit and no runs and one runner left on base for Carmichael's. We head to the bottom of the second inning. They trail Eden Christian 1-0 on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Bottom of the second inning. Leading off for Eden is Levi DeFazio, their pitcher. He watches that one cross outside for ball one. Owen Ray now with the 1-0 pitch. That one misses outside, and he falls behind 2-0 to his mound opponent, Levi DeFazio. There's a line drive in the gap in left center, and it is going to drop for a base hit. Second hit of the afternoon for Eden Christian. It's a leadoff single for DeFazio. He'll be at first with no outs for Andrew Sharpless coming up to bat. Yeah, have a courtesy runner, it looks like, too.
Just kind of got underneath that one. It's able to get a nice bit of air on it, gets it underneath, and then falls in to a bit of a oasis out in left center field in a little shallow territory. So now Eden Christian's been able to provide two different ways they've been able to get on base, whether it's through the air in a home run or a shallow shot to left.
Brody Yerkeback is the courtesy runner for the pitcher out at first base. There's a pitch, and that one's popped up, coming back towards us and out of play. Andrew Sharpless falls behind. Owen 1. Batting with runner on first, nobody out. Eden Christian with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's a throw to first, but back already standing on the bag is Yerkeback.
Well, you saw Eden Christian be able to kind of get ahead on the base pads of catch some lack of awareness here early on in that top of the first inning with Andrews over at first.
Step off the rubber for Owen Ray, and the runner will take a step back. Very big lead over there for Yerkeback. See if he decides to try to run on Ray and Andrews, the battery for Mighty Mikes. Bring around a bunt now, and that pitch is outside. The throw down to second is not going to be in time. There's a stolen base for the courtesy runner, Yerkeback.
Even with all the communication there, great jump, great work. Eden Christian able to continue to work well on the base pads here between getting back in time off the potential pickoff and now even getting a stolen base as well, advancing a runner station.
1-1 pitch is bunted towards the pitcher. It's going to be thrown. The second baseman finally gets over there. Maskell, and a little late getting to the bag, but nonetheless, they do get the out at first, but that sack bunt will move the runner to third with one out. And Levi Parrott, the designated hitter, will now bat with a runner on third and one out. Matt, he hits for the second baseman, Luca Natale. Owen Ray trying to keep that runner right where he is at third base. There's a ground ball to second. Only play is going to be to first. So Maskell does throw to first for the out, but a run scores to make it 2-0.
Yeah, they're, I mean, Carmichael's playing it conservative, you know, trying to, you know, just get the runner, concede the run, because it is only the bottom of the second inning, not in any sort of danger right now. It's only the second run, so there with a little bit of more of a passive play, get the automatic or the out, you know, you can get, it's easier to get rather than trying to force something at home and then allow a base runner to stay on.
Pitch outside to Christian Watkins, the number 8 hitter. 1-0. So the putout goes 4-3 with an RBI for Levi Parrott, and it's 2-0 Eden Christian over Carmichael's here in the bottom of the second. The 1-0 pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-0. On Watkins. Owen Ray gets the sign. Now ready with the 2-0 pitch. Line drive into left field. That's a base hit. That might split the gap, and it does. Ankrum going to head back to the wall to retrieve it. And Watkins is going to round third. No, he thinks better of it and heads back to second. And he'll be there with the two-out double.
Yeah, that's all important, too, because you're able to really good job, good location on where you send this ball. So it gives you enough time. However, great job by Carmichaels. They're able to get it in well from the outfield in onto the infield, forcing Eden Christian to just stand it for the double.
That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Kyle Fowler. He's the right fielder for the Warriors. He'll bat with the runner on second and 2 outs. One run already in here in the second. They lead 2-0 over Carmichaels. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Owen Ray's 0-1 pitch. That catches the outside corner for strike number 2. Stepping off the rubber is Ray. Runner will shorten his lead now. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Popped up on the infield. Catcher trying to look for it. And he's got it for out number 3. But Eden Christman does get one run on 2 hits, one runner left on base. They lead 2-0 as we head to the third inning on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top of the third inning, Carmichael's coming to bat. Their number 8 hitter, Ryder Krieg, will be followed by the number 9 hitter, Cooper Richards. Then we'll flip around top of the order to Braden Andrews. And it's 2-0 Eden Christian. Carmichael's nearly had a run in that second inning. They had runner in scoring position. It looked like Connor Lapana had stroked one down the line, but it was just foul. Then he ended up striking out later in the at-bat. So they will try to get some runners on base here in the third against DeFazio and Eden Christian. That first pitch misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Yeah, more. I think something that you can try to take away from that is Carmichaels can compete. They're able. Their offense is not staying quiet thus far. They're just needing to find a way to complete the full rotation, not just ignite their offense, but fully get it going around.
Foul back to the screen, and the count is even up at 1-1 on Ryder Krieg.
Because we've also been able to see that Eden Christian on the other side of it has been able to hold consistency through the first 2 innings, collecting 3 hits on their 2 runs as well through the first 2 innings of work for their offense.
Fazio now ready with the 1-1 pitch. That is fouled back to the screen, and the count is 1-2. Sun's starting to set here in western Pennsylvania. They have the lights on here at Ross Memorial Park. Championship game played next week. Just about 100 yards to our left at EQT Park, home of the Wild Things. There's a line drive in the right center field, and that's going to be down for a base hit. Leadoff single for Ryder Krieg. And that's the second time that the Mikes have the leadoff man on this afternoon.
Yeah, really good job for Carmichael's. Again, we talked about it. Get the start going, see what you can push. And there, Craig's able to poke one out to the right field. Really good, another really good placed ball. And now see if Carmichael's can continue to build off of it. Twice now they've had runners on in their in the first two innings, and neither time have they been able to bring anything home or past second base.
Left fielder Cooper Richards now stands at the plate for the first time this afternoon. Time called.
Also, in the spirit of score updates, Sarah Catholic defeated and routed here in their second-round victory, a 13-3 win for them against Aquinas Academy in five innings. Run rule coming into play, so Sarah Catholic's advanced to the semifinals.
So they will move on to face Greensburg Central Catholic in that semifinal on Wednesday night. Time and location to be determined for that game. And before he took a step off the rubber, Cooper Richards did square around a bunt. Now there's a throw over to first, nearly threw it over the head of his first baseman, Hull. Hull's a pretty big guy over first. He's got that solo homer in the first two, but he's pretty tall. And he was able to make the play on that high throw to first. Greg with his leadoff. There is a pitch low and in the dirt. A snap throw down to first, and getting back barely is Ryder Krieg. So Eden Christian paying a lot of attention to this leadoff runner on first. They've already picked one runner off. They did that to Braden Andrews back in the first inning. Now trying to keep the leadoff runner at bay here in the third. Fazio now ready with the 1-0 pitch as squaring around a bunt again and pulling back for ball two is Cooper Richards. Over it. Coach Krause for the signal to see whether he wants him to square around once again, and he does. 2-0. And that one's bunted down the first baseline, foul.
That had a good start to, and unfortunately, kind of just the way that pitch was going, where he laid down the barrel of the bat, kind of goes off the very top of the barrel, so it doesn't get the contact where Richards was hoping for, more center down, obviously, to be able to roll down the right field line. Instead, it rolls foul.
So 2-1 the count now. Runner on first, nobody out. Top of the third inning, Carmichael's batting, trailing 2-0 to Eden Christian. Richard squares around again. This time he misses, and the count is even up at 2-2. So most likely swinging away now with the two strikes. DeFazio takes a look over at Krieg at first base, now ready with the 2-2 pitch. Lined into right field, and it gets over the second baseman for a hit. Heading to third is Krieg, and he will just beat the throw. Throw was high and off the bag, but a strong throw from right fielder Fowler made it a close play.
Well, because it was a strong throw, therefore that forced third baseman have to back off the bag, and you kind of saw a little bit of a late turnaround, a long jog around second base. Nonetheless, a close play over at third base, but because of that separation and the strong throw, gave enough area for Carmichael's to be able to advance the runners, get everyone safe.
Smart base running by Cooper Richards. He's able to get second on the throw, so Carmichael's in business. Runners on second and third with nobody out here in the top of the third for the leadoff man, Braden Andrews. He's 1-for-1 in the afternoon with that base hit in the first inning. And he soft grounder back to the pitcher over his head. This is going to be trouble. Shortstop comes on. He's got a throw to first, and that's the only play. He gets the out there, but Carmichael's gets the run off the ground out to short.
Yeah, really good job. Again, even though it doesn't have to be a fancy, flashy play, Carmichael's able to take advantage where the Eden Christian defense isn't really playing well at. They're able to poke one over top of the pitcher, force Eden Christian to make the play at the first base rather than go home. So now Carmichael's finding a way to respond from the first two innings for Eden Christian offensively.
Chase Hankrum grounded out the short, his last up. Now he's up with a runner on third and one out, looking to put this one in play. Infield is in, trying to keep that runner at third. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-0. So Carmichael's getting those two leadoff hits now. With four hits in the game, they haven't had problem getting the base runners on, but that finally they get that run across the plate to cut that lead in half. Looking to tie it up here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Pitch is low in, and it's 2-0 on Chase Ankrum.
Kind of seeing a well-adapted team as well. A lot of adapting. First inning, really not much besides that leadoff hit for Andrews. Then Second inning, you get a runner in a scoring position. Nothing to show for it. Now here in third inning, continuing to roll along.
That pitch is low, and it's 3-0. Ankrum, his first at bat, he hit that hard line drive to shortstop, and they got the double play when they doubled up Andrews off of first. But he did make hard contact. Now this time he's got the infield in. It's going to be a tougher play for any infielder if the ball is hit that hard towards them. And here's the 3-0 pitch. Breaking ball catches the inside part of the plate, and it's 3-1.
Something else to note, Western Beaver to continue out your bracket. 7-6 win over Bishop Canavan on that left side.
So three of the four quarterfinal games are in the books then. Now we only got this one here in front of us now to go. Squaring around a bunt this time, and he's going to get the bunt down, and it's going to be a close play. No play at the plate. They throw to first, and they will get the out there, but there's an RBI for Chase Ankrum, and it ties the game.
Really good job by Carmichaels on the communication there, too, because you see him break. You see Richards break from the third base bag early. He's ready for the bunt, and then more importantly, you're able to get that bunt down, force it out. Ian Christian having to play it over at first base, and they're able to tie up the ball game here on the top of the third inning.
So Eden Christian gets the big home run in the first inning and then knocks another one in later. Man, Carmichael's with a little bit of small ball here, tying things up. Coach Krause pulling out all the tricks here. Ankrum hadn't squared around yet in that at bat, but he got that bunt down very well. And there's a foul back to the screen by Jordan Davis. He flied out to right field, his first at bat. So Carmichael's knotting things up here in the third. We are tied at two. Two outs, nobody on here for Davis. He's behind 0-1 in the count. DeFazio's 0-1 pitch misses outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Low and inside, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Jordan Davis. Can't say enough about the bottom of the lineup coming through for Carmichael's here. Those leadoff singles by the 8 and 9 hitters, eventually producing the first two runs of the game for the Mikes. The 2-1 pitch. There's a hard ground ball to short their second base. Nice backhand play by Natale. He throws on to first for out number 3, but not before Carmichael's will get 2 runs and 2 hits on nobody left on base. They tie it up 2-2 as we head to the bottom of the third inning here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal, Savings and Loan of Greene County, and video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Bottom of the third inning, Carmichael's ties it up. It's 2-2. Eden Christian leading with their leadoff hitter, actually, Jackson Bremer. He popped out a short first at bat. He watched a curveball go over the plate for strike one. Here is the 0-1 pitch, and that one's inside. That is now 1-1 on the count. I'm trying to get you some other Greene County scores here. We did have Jefferson Morgan and Carmichael's both in action softball tonight. Carmichael's hasn't started yet. They are scheduled for 7 o'clock. Jefferson, though, was scheduled for 6. There's another breaking ball for a strike. And it's 1-2 on Bremer. Jefferson Morgan softball playing Sarah Catholic up at Pleasant Valley Field. And that ball is in the dirt, and the count is even up at 2-2 on Jackson Bremer. The 2-2 pitch. Grounded past the pitcher. Second baseman gives past him as well. A leadoff single for Jackson Bremer. That'll bring up Brady Hall at the big two-run homer. Or sorry, the big solo shot, solo home run in the first inning. And now he comes up with a runner on first base and nobody out. Owen Ray takes a look at first, now ready with the pitch. Breaking ball catches the inside corner. 0-1, that's how he started out last time. Then he got a little bit out over the plate, and Holt took advantage of it and stroked that over the fence in left center field.
We'll have to see if Ray's approach is going to stay the same. We've seen the same first pitch. We'll see. The second pitch was the one where came to bite him.
Tries to stay inside again. This start too far inside, and the count is even up at 1-1. Big secondary lead out there at first for Bremer. And he's off and running. The pitch is outside. The throw down to second is a good one. Just in there is Bremer beating the throw for a second for a stolen base.
Yeah, Andrew's really good placement just off the right portion of the bag, kind of where that knee had to come in. Unfortunately, just maybe a hair behind. Really good jump for Eden Christian, and now you see his second stolen base of the day.
It's runner on second now with nobody out for Brady Hall. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Krieg has it. He's going to throw across the diamond and gets the out at first for out number one. Strong throw for Brady Krieg, or Brody, or sorry, I'm looking at Brady Hall. Yeah, strong throw for Ryder Krieg. And that will bring up the number three hitter, Noah Emsweiler. He lined out to the second baseman in the first inning. They're on second with one out now for Eden Christian. Pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Owen Ray now ready with the 1-0 pitch. Pitch just misses inside, and the count is 2-0 on Noah Emsweiler. Emsmiller, sorry.
Carmichael softball to keep you posted. They're number two seed in 1A softball for the Whippoorwill right now. Nothing going in the bottom of the first.
Throw to second, runner back in time.
In their game against Sewickley Academy on the flip side of things for the softball tournament.
All right.
Although you got to admit, number one, the overall seed Union, they look like the team to beat, and they look absolutely incredible so far.
2-0 pitch. There's a hard hit ball to second base. Nice play on the back end by Maskell. He throws on to first for the out, and that moves the runner to third with two outs. It goes 4-3, and now it's Josh Tilden. He lined out, or well, flied out the left field, kind of a low line drive that Richards was able to come in on and make the play. Going to strand that runner at third is Owen Ray, and the Mikes pitches high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0 on Tilden. The 1-0 pitch in for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Ray's 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, high chopper towards second. He tried to play it on the short hop and couldn't. And that is going to score the run from third to make it 3-2 Eden. That's a tough play. I would imagine that's got to be an infield single, but we'll see how they score that here.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, too, because we talked about it. These hops, you're really going to have to focus on how you're going to manage and play all these balls. that are coming in off of a soaring, you know, initial contact to the turf. That time, just an unfortunate mistake, kind of playing too far in on it. Hits off the wrist, and then Dean Christian able to take advantage and score their third run of the ball game.
That'll bring up the pitcher for Eden, DeFazio. He singled in the second. Now he swings and misses at the first pitch.
It is going to be ruled in as an error as well.
Okay, so they put that as an error. We will rule it the same. That's a tough one because that was a really hard play for Maskell to come in on with that hop. And the pitch is outside for a ball. The count is even up at 1-1. So first error on the night by either team. The 1-1 pitch. In the dirt outside, and it's 2-1. Eden Christian leading Carmichael's 3-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. Runner on first with two outs. 2-1 the count on Levi DeFazio. Owen Ray takes a look at first base. Now ready with the 2-1 pitch. Pitch inside, and it's 3-1. Last thing you want to do is walk DeFazio and put the runner in scoring position. Three-one pitch. There is a pop-up left side of the infield, Ryder Creek. The shortstop is camped under it, and he makes the catch for out number three, but Eden Christian takes the lead back with one run on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. They lead 3-2 over Carmichael's on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Carmichael's coming to bat. They trail 3-2. They had tied it up in their half of the third, but Eden Christian got a run to take the lead back. As we head to the top of the fourth, they'll lead off with... where are we here? Could be Owen Ray leading things off.
Leading off for Carmichael's in the top of the fourth. Number four,
Elon. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Owen Ray's not batting. He's got the designated hitter, Elon Caldwell. So he is leading off. Right spot, the order, wrong batter. Elon Caldwell lead things off. He struck out in the second inning. And here's the pitch from DeFazio. There's a ground ball to short. Bremer has it. Throws across the diamond to get out number one. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Scotty Maskell. He struck out and had a chance to get down to first base with the pass ball, but didn't realize the ball had gone past the catcher, so got thrown out. We do have a score for you in Greene County action. Softball, West Greene, routes Southside 15-1, and they move on to the semifinals where they'll face the winner of Carmichael's and Swickley Academy. That game was finished in, I think they said, five innings?
Technically four and a half.
Four and a half innings, sure. Yep, they were the home team, so they were the 3 seed. They knocked off the 6 seed 15-1. Try to get you a Jefferson Morgan update when we can get a score. Them and Sarah Catholic, that's a 4-5 matchup on the left side of that bracket. Here's the 1-0 pitch. pitch outside and back to the dirt. Count is 2-0 on Scotty Maskell.
Yeah, West Green getting this as a 3C, getting a first round bye. Southside had to claw and scratch its way in. They had a walk-off win against Beth Center in round one. 4-3 final score.
2-0 pitch, fouled back at the screen, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 pitch from DeFazio. There's a ground ball, hard hit towards second, but up with it is the second baseman. And gets the out at first by a step. That was the tally with the play. So two outs for Carmichaels, and they'll bring up Dominic Yazzani, who had the two-out double the last time he was up. Crushed one to center field over the center fielder's head, Emsmiller. Right fielder for the Mike steps into the batter's box. It's a ground ball left side. The third baseman has it. Watkins with it's going to throw across and just gets the out at first. So 1-2-3 go the Mikes. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Eden Christian 3, Carmichael's 2 on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Eden Christian leads 3-2. They bat leading off with Andrew Sharpless, and he pops one up left side out of play for strike one. Sharpless, his sacrifice bunt, his first plate appearance. Left-handed batter. Owen Ray ready with the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball fouled to the other way, and oh, that made it through the doorway of the dugout. Watch out over there. There's one hole in the fence leading into that first base dugout, and that foul ball managed to hit it with some speed. Owen Ray takes a look now, ready with the 0-2 pitch. That one's flied into left field. That could be trouble, and it's down for a hit. Coming over to field it on one hop is Richards, and he does a good job of keeping that a single, but it's a leadoff hit for Andrew Sharpless and Eden Christian.
Yeah, really good job there for Eden Christian, able to continue to find the ways to hit the ball consistently through the first four innings of the game. And it's been sporadically all throughout the ballpark. Now we'll have Carmichael's calling time to make an address and have a meeting of the minds at the mound.
Yeah, head coach Richard Krause heading out to the mound. Talk to his pitcher. Next batter is the designated hitter, Levi Parrott. He had a ground out RBI, grounded out to second, but it scored the run back in the second inning. Eden Christian, they're going to have a pitching change, actually. They're going to call the right fielder. It looks like Yazzani is going to come in, and I think it's an even swap, maybe, as it looks like the pitcher, or no, number 12 is heading out to the outfield.
Maskell out to right field.
So Maskell to right, Yazani in, and it looks like playing second now will be Owen Ray. So we'll take a step aside as they give the warm-up pitches to Yazani. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Back here at Ross Memorial Park, still in the bottom of the fourth inning, pitching change for Carmichael's is Dominic Yazani coming in from right field to pitch. The second baseman, Scotty Maskell, moved out to right field, and Owen Ray, the starting pitcher, is now playing second. I'm Rusty Pettit. You can see there, along with Ethan Spazarski, who is double duty today, camera and color commentary, and also our producer, Eric Bennett, running the show just behind us. All right, so runner on first with nobody out. The runner on first is Sharpless. He led the inning off with a base hit. Now coming up to plate is Levi Parrott, the designated hitter. There's a throw over to first. And Sharpless is back in safely. Pitch is bunted back to the pitcher, Yazani. He's going to throw to first and get the out. And Sacrifice will move the runner to second.
Seen that a handful of time by both sides, executing successful sacrifice bunts to allowing each player on their base paths to continue to move up. Both sides have executed so far today. We'll see if either team's able to come up with any sort of solution and shutting down the bunt.
Christian Watkins, who is 1-for-1 with a double back in the second inning. Bats now with the runner on second and one out. Pitches high for a ball, and it is 1-0. Still scoreless for the Carmichael's girls in softball as they are in the quarterfinals against Swickley Academy. That is bottom of the second, still scoreless. Pitches outside, and it's 2-0 on Watkins. Yazani's 2-0 pitch in for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Two, one pitch. high and tight, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike on Christian Watkins. Exactly. Yeah. 3-1 pitch is fouled off the right side and out of play, and it's a full count. The runner on second, one out. Leading Christian leading 3-2 over Carmichael's, and they threaten to add to that here in the bottom of the fourth. Yazani now with the 3-2 pitch. It's called strike three. First strikeout for a Carmichael's pitcher this afternoon. And that's a big one to get the second out. And now Kyle Fowler, who popped out to the catcher his first plate appearance, is now up with a runner on second and two outs. After him would be the top of the lineup. Don Musani takes a look back at second base. Already with the pitch. It's foul back to the screen for strike one. One pitch high for ball one. One ball, one strike, runner on second, two outs. Yazani now ready with the pitch. Breaking ball just misses up, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
Yeah, that one kind of just floats its way to the top of the zone, but it falls back. It falls and floats right in what looks to be just enough, but fortunately a little too high.
Oh, that pitch is inside, nearly hits the batter, but it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike on the nine hitter, Kyle Fowler. He bats with the runner on second and two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Yazani now, the 3-1 pitch. That is high for ball four. First walk given up by a Carmichael's pitcher. And that makes it runners at first and second for the leadoff hitter, Jackson Bremer, who is 1-for-2 in the afternoon. He singled and scored in the third. Faces Yazani for the first time this afternoon. Breaking ball catches the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Yazani with the 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive into right center field. That's a base hit. That's going to score one run. Center fielder Ankrum has it. He's going to throw it in, and it is a RBI double for Jackson Bremer.
Yeah, this one just smoked out to right field, a no-doubter that it was going to help bring in some runs and able to get it in quickly, so Carmichael's able to hold it to just a one run. However, unfortunately, if you're Carmichael's, the last guy you want at the plate is going to be the one who's coming up now.
Brady Hall, he is 1-for-2 with a home run in the first. Now he's up with two runners in scoring position with two outs here in the fourth. 4-2 the lead now for Eden Christian. Is Annie ready with the pitch? That's a high fly ball to left field. Going in for it is the left fielder, Richards. Oh, and he can't make the play. Two runs will score, and the throw is back in the infield. And that ball just seemed to hang up there forever, but Richards not able to make the play on it, and there's two more runs in for Eden Christian.
Just unfortunate because, I mean, you see everyone to be able to break in looks as routine as it gets, but just misplayed in on the run-in from out in the left field, and Richard's not able to get underneath it correct. He has to kind of turn his glove left, and now all of a sudden Christian's tacked on three more runs, already having a four-run lead.
See how they score that. I think that's probably a hit, but I want to wait until they put it on the scoreboard. Then Hall now stands at second. That's three runs into the inning, and they lead now 6-2 over Carmichael's. And that'll bring up Noah Emsmiller. There's a stroke to center field. Going back is Ankrum. That is going to be over his head, and it's going to be up against the wall for extra bases. Hall comes in to score. Runner is heading to third, and it's an RBI triple for Noah Emsmiller.
And it just takes one inning, and Eden Christian all of a sudden breaks one open. It's been consistently only one run scored in each of those three innings. And now all of a sudden, Eden Christian's bats find themselves alive, locating really well. A few Carmichael's mistakes. And now it's the Warriors standing on top 7-2.
7-2 the score. Two outs. Runner on third now. And the batter is Josh Tilden. He reached on an error during the last inning. Watches one go outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. There's fouled off to the right side, and it's 1-1. Yazani takes a look over at third. It's a sign now ready with the 1-1 pitch. Fly ball into right field. Coming on is Maskell. He can't get there. It's a single and an RBI for Tilden. That'll make it 8-2, Eden.
Yeah, another one that's just poked out to right field. All this coming on with two outs and everything just going the unfortunate way against Carmichael's. And offensively, Eden Christian's just been placing the ball, finding really good job of placing these baseballs offensively exactly where it needs to be effective.
Richard Krause, the head coach, going out to talk to his pitcher. And they batted around. DeFazio, he got the last out of the last inning, so he will be the next batter. He's the ninth batter in this inning. So, 6-run lead. Carmichael's had clawed back in the third. It was 2-2, and then another run for Eden in the third, and then they've got the big five spot here and still working in the fourth inning. Timeout is over. Coach Krause will head back to the dugout on the third base side. Izani now ready to face Levi DeFazio. He's the starting pitcher for Eden. Watches one come in low for a ball, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball that he couldn't catch up to, and it's 1-1. Fazio now ready with the 1-1 offering. Runner going, pitch high, the throw down to second. Not going to be in time. That's a stolen base for Tilden. Two balls, one strike, runner on second, two outs, five runs already into the inning for Eden. There's the pitch. It swung on and missed, and the count is even up at 2-2. Zanny's 2-2 pitch. Lined left field and foul, and the count will stay at 2-2. Runner on second, two outs, two balls and two strikes the count. Here's the pitch from Yazzani. Runner going to third, and we are going to have a balk. Okay. I don't know if you could hear that description by the umpire, but the runner has to go back to second. The runner, he said, drew the balk because he put his hand up to signal time as the runner was taking off from second. I don't know if we have a replay of that or not. He's explaining it now to Eden's head coach. Head coach for Eden is Mark Feldman. He got the explanation. It seemed pretty clear. No other reason for Yazzani to stop in the middle of his throwing motion like that otherwise. And now, ready with the 2-2 pitch. There's a fly ball into center field, and this one is going to get down for a hit. That'll score another run. And it's a two-out RBI single. And now getting to second on a throw that was not a good decision is the batter, DeFazio. That ball should have never come home, but it did. And so now they will have a runner on second with two outs with the six runs already in the inning. We'll bring up Andrew Sharpless for the second time this inning. Yerkeback now into as a courtesy runner again for DeFazio. He did that earlier in the game. So 9-2 the score now. DeFazio throws outside for a ball to Sharpless. Led off the inning with a single and scored. 1-for-1 on the day. Also had a sacrifice bunt earlier in the game. Throw to second, runner back in time. Yazzani's 1-0 pitch. Lined into center field, and that's a base hit. Runner will be waved home, and it's an RBI single for Sharpless, his second hit of the inning. That is seven hits and seven runs in for Eden Christian, and now they'll make another pitching change, and it looks like Maskell is going to come in for Yazzani. So we're going to step aside, and we'll be back here. It is now Eden Christian 10 and Carmichael's 2 on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app.
McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
All right, back here at Ross Memorial Park, still in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eaton has already scored seven. This is the second pitching change of the inning for Carmichael. Scott Maskell comes in to pitch, and Yazani just goes back out to right where he started the game. As Ethan mentioned, a lot of this all on two outs. They got those first couple hits, but, yeah, there's a sacrifice punt, a strikeout. But no run was in until there was two outs. Now they've played it seven after the two outs in the inning. Maskell with a throw to first. Runner over there is Andrew Sharpless. He's back in time. Update for Jefferson Morgan softball. They lead 2-0 in their game after six innings. Another throw to first. Back in time is the runner. Jefferson Morgan is taking on Sarah Catholic at Pleasant Valley Elementary School up at Peters Township. Awaiting the first pitch from Scott Maskell. Now he's going to throw to first again.
Yeah, Peters Township has a lot of their fields and such over at their middle school and elementary school. Their football fields at their middle school. I mean, they're playing over their elementary schools, hosting Whitfield playoff softball games.
Pitches in the dirt, and it's 1-0 on Levi Parrott. Parrott is 0-1 with an RBI in the game, and so has a sacrifice bunt earlier in this inning. Pitches outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. Pitch misses outside. They're going to call a balk on that. And so the runner will go to second. Count is still 2-0.
Two pitches now. No.
Pitched in for a strike, and the count is 2-1. Runner on second, two outs. Seven runs already in the inning for Eden. This has blown the game open for them. It was a 3-2 contest coming into this half of the inning. 2-1, and 2-1 pitches outside for ball three. It's 3-1. Scott Maskell, the third pitcher for today. They started with Owen Ray. Yazani came in earlier in this inning, and now Maskell coming in to try to clean things up and get out of this bottom half of the fourth inning. 3-1 pitch. Popped on the infield on the right side. First baseman Lapana is over in foul territory, and he makes the count, or makes the out for catch for out number three, but not before Eden Christian scores seven in the inning on seven hits, and they lead 10-2 as we head to the fifth on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan and Green County, video on NFHS.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better.
It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back. It's the top of the fifth inning. Carmichael's going to try to claw back into this, but they are facing an uphill battle now after giving up seven in the bottom of the fourth. They trail 10-2. See the line score there, the 10 hits, the 10 runs for Eden Christian Academy. A couple errors by Carmichael's not helping their cause. This time they'll lead off with Connor LaPena, who nearly had an extra base hit down the left field line for an RBI. His first at bat, instead struck out. That pitch is in for a called strike. It's 0-1. Levi DeFazio pitching a fine afternoon for Eden, just giving up the two runs on four hits so far. This one's grounded towards short. Bremer has it on a hop and throws across the diamond for out number one. If you're wondering about the mercy rules for high school baseball, it's a 10-run rule after a fifth. Now, you can win anytime after the third inning if you have more of than a 15-run lead, but now that we're into the fourth, we're actually into the fifth now. It would just take the 10 runs to do it. There is a high fly ball out center field. Emsmiller is going to come in and camp under it and make the catch for out number two. So two quick outs here for DeFazio and the Warriors of Eden Christian. And that'll bring up Cooper Richards, who is 1-for-1 in the afternoon. Singled and scored back in the third inning. Mike said actually they trailed by two going into the third and tied things up 2-2 in the third, but Eden Christian has pulled away since then. DeFazio's pitch in for a called strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch fouled back to the screen, and Richards falls behind DeFazio, 0-2. DeFazio's 0-2 pitch. Misses outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Cooper Richards. Swung on and missed for strike three, and the side is retired. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Eden Christian leads Carmichael's 10-2 on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families.
property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Back here at Ross Memorial Park, getting ready for the bottom half of the fifth inning. We did get an update. It's still scoreless between Carmichael's girls in softball in their matchup against Swickley Academy, and they are in the bottom of the fourth inning at Trinity High School. So not too far from here, just about as a stone's throw. I don't know, maybe a quarter of a mile or a mile. It's not that far from
where
we sit right
now. I believe your distance is accurate.
Yeah, it's not too far as a crow flies, as they say. There's the pitch from Maskell, and that's in for a called strike on Christian Watkins. Watkins, 1-for-2 in the afternoon. He hit a double back in the second inning and then struck out looking in the fourth. There's a foul back to the screen, and Maskell out in front, 0-2. Maskell out ahead in the count, 0-2 on Christian Watkins. That pitch is high and inside, and the count is 1-2. Eden got 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and then 7 in the fourth. That got their 10 runs. Carmichael's 2 runs coming in the third. Pitch is in the dirt, and the count is even up at 2-2. The breaking ball there, just in too low on our CNX Foundation instant replay. 2-2 pitch. Misses inside, and the count is full on Christian Watkins. Foul back to the screen, and the count stays full. Next up will be the number 9 hitter, Kyle Fowler, and then the top of the lineup for Eden. There's a line drive right back past the pitcher. Look out. Single, that was hard, and Maskell just lucky that one didn't catch him. That didn't miss him by much. Fowler reached and scored last inning. Now comes up with the runner on first and nobody out. Once again, if they score 2 runs here in this half of the inning, that will do it as we are into the fifth and the 10-run mercy rule would be in effect. Swing and a miss. Strike 1 on Kyle Fowler. Eleven hits on the night now for Eden Christian. They brought the bats this afternoon. Swing around a bunt, and doing so and hitting it foul is Fowler. No balls and 2 strikes on the number 9 hitter. Maskell looks at first. Now we get a timeout from the batter as Maskell's taking quite a while there to decide whether he was going to pitch or throw over to first. Runner on first, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Eden Christian leading 10-2 over Carmichael's. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's outside and low. Runner is going to head to second as the ball is in the dirt, and he will get there. Stolen base for Levi Parrott. Now a runner on second with nobody out. Pitch is high and inside for a ball, and the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maskell's 2-2 pitch. Oh, inside nearly hit Fowler, and maybe it did. He might have caught his jersey. They say it did, so the hit by pitch, that's the first one of those we've had today. That will put runners at first and second with nobody out for the leadoff hitter, Jackson Bremer. 2 for 3 in the afternoon. Single and a double to his credit. He scored twice. And the pitch outside and in the dirt for a ball. And it's 1-0. Pitch. That is popped up on the right side of the infield. Lapana over. So is the pitcher Maskell, and he's going to make the catch for out number one. Runners stay at first and second. Bottom of the fifth inning, and now batting the big first baseman, Brady Hall. Already has a home run on the night, and he has a double as well. And he is up with two runners on base. If he knocks them both in, that'll do it for the night. Pitches inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Two on and one out. Once again, if the two runners on base score, that will do it in this inning. Pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. Yeah, that was crazy. 2-0 the count to Brady Hall. Maskell takes a look at second, now ready with the pitch. Ground ball, left side, third base. It's over the head of the third baseman. Nice play by the shortstop, Craig, to keep that ball from going further to the outfield. Wow, what a play. That keeps the runners at first, second, and third as opposed to a run scoring. But there's still no outs with Noah Emsmiller coming to the plate. That's an infield single.
That ball took a charge on the hop near the third base bag. And just a diving play by Craig, like you said, keeps the play in or on the infield and forces the Warriors to not allow anyone else to come over across home plate. Problem is, though, we saw an inning ago they're able to bat around, and all it takes is two more runners, and this ballgame will be over early.
Noah Emsmiller, who had a RBI triple in the last inning, is up. He's 1 for 3 in the afternoon. Left-handed batter. Here's a ground ball through the right side of the infield. One run will score. They will rave the second runner home, and it will score as well, and that will do it. It's a 2-RBI single for Noah Emsmiller to walk it off for Eden Christian. They're going to win 12-2 in 5 innings. And we'll be back here to wrap things up on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. The final score in five innings is Eden Christian 12 and Carmichael's 2. And you can see the line score here. Eden Christian really had the big inning, and they opened things up in the fourth. Carmichael's had done a good job in clawing back into the game, tying it up with those two runs in the third. But Eden got another one in the third to take the lead back, and then the big seven-run inning. And then they knocked two more in the fifth to win by 10 runs, a 10-run rule in effect. And they're going to move on to the semifinals on Wednesday and face Western Beaver. The other side of those semifinals will be Greensburg Central Catholic, who won earlier this afternoon here at Ross Memorial Park over Jefferson Morgan. They will take on Sarah Catholic. All of those times and locations to be decided later. I imagine they'll be out, if not tonight, by tomorrow. And these teams will know when and where they're playing. But there's your final score. Carmichael's not quite enough here to hang with Eden Christian, who really brought the bats this afternoon and played some fine defense as well. It's now time to name our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game, once again, always goes to a Greene County athlete. And this afternoon, it is going to be the shortstop for Carmichael's Ryder Krieg. He had a hit and scored a run earlier in the game and made some five defensive plays, including one in that last of the fifth inning where he dove. Just no quit in Ryder today. Just kept the ball on the infield, at least in keeping a run scoring from at least at that point. But Ryder Krieg, yeah, he played a fine game at short and also at the plate today for Carmichael. So congratulations to Ryder as our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. That'll do it for Carmichael's season. They are done, congratulations to head coach Richard Krause and Carmichael's for not only making the postseason for, once again, I think you said, Ethan, the 25th time around.
25th consecutive season.
Amazing, amazing. Can't say enough about the consistency and that program that Richard Krause has done over there at Carmichael's. And they fall short today, but, once again, we are still praying for Dr. Krause. And we know that he – you know, like, had a tough week. He lost his mom and had the funeral actually today, but still showed up and coached an amazing game. He got him back in it with some small ball and some sacrifice bunts and stuff earlier in that game, and it shows you why he's such a good coach. Even when you're up against a tough opponent today, they were able to hang with him for a while, and in large part due to his baseball mind. So thoughts and prayers still with head coach Richard Krause and the Carmichael's team. Congratulate them once again on a fine season, and also congratulations to the Warriors of Eden Christian moving on to the semifinals. And I want to thank our crew here this afternoon doing the doubleheader. Myself, Rusty Pettit, alongside Ethan Spazarski, doing double duty on announcing and camera. And the producer today, of course, Eric Bennett, running a fine show, as always, behind us on the board. We'll have the same crew here tomorrow night. It's going to be a WJPA broadcast, but we will have Charleroi and Avonworth in Class 3A baseball quarterfinals. Those will be here tomorrow, same location, 4 o'clock is the start. I think we go on the air at 3:45 on WJPA and NFHS on that one. So thank you guys again for always doing a great job, and want to thank everyone for tuning in to greensports.net, which is, as always, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength and unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarm.com. Camara Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Final score in five innings, Eden Christian 12, Carmichael's 2. Eden Christian moves on to the semifinals on Wednesday. For Ethan Pozarski and Eric Bennett, I'm Rusty Pettit saying, have a great night, everyone. We'll see you soon.